Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is where I'm going to be for the next 4 hours. Happy Friday. This is when I get started, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's not here in Georgia with me. He's holding it down in New York City. Of course, it's Friday. It's the month of September, and so we got plenty of football going on. We got college. Jim Harbaugh is back. We got the pros. Damn it, we got a lot of professional football players that are hurt. It seems like more than ever there's a bunch of dudes who have gone down. We got Deion. What the hell is Colorado going to do against Oregon? Joe Burrow, he plays Monday night. We don't know what the hell he's going to do. It's just injuries and injuries all over the place. And oh yeah, by the way, Major League Baseball now has the fifth member of the 40-40 club. His name, Ronald Acuña. Congratulations to Ronald Acuña. Just the fifth dude in Major League history to go 40-40. And damn it, the way he's going, he might be at like 40-70. He might make history in his own right. And so something interesting in the baseball season besides the races for the final playoff spots is baseball. You're going to blink. It's going to be gone. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. Thank you for everybody, or thank you to everybody for tuning in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody tuned in, locked in on a smart speaker, cbssportsradio.com, on and on and on. However you're listening, thank you very much. Matter of fact, we just talked about Acuña. Let's listen to that home run. I mean, the Braves are winning right now, trying to close out the Nationals up in D.C. 9-6. And this is Mr. Acuña hitting his 40th home run of the season. Take a listen.
3-2, there's a drive down the left field line towards the wall. Here comes something historic. It's a home run for Ronald Acuña. A laser beam into the first row. And it's home run number 40. He's fired up going around the bases. Ronald touches them all. And it's a season for the ages for Ronald Acuña Jr., the fifth player in Major League history with 40 homers and 40 steals.
He didn't waste any time. That was courtesy of the Braves Radio Network. He hit that home run to lead off the game. Wasted no time. Put the Braves up 1-0 right now, trying to close out Washington 9-6. We're going to talk more about Ronald Acuña Jr. and his accomplishments later on in the show. He's winning the MVP in the National League, and I think it's pretty much set, even though Shohei Ohtani is done for the year, packed up, cleaned up his locker, already thinking about free agency. We know Shohei Ohtani is going to end up with the MVP over on the American League side. Before we move on and say anything or do anything else, super producer and host Dave Shepard, how are you this evening, man? You doing okay?
I'm doing well, JR. Thank you for asking. Probably not as well as Ronald Acuña Jr. What a season he has had. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's crazy. What a the Braves are such a great run organization right now. Alex Anthopoulos, some of the contracts that he was able to dole out to some of the young players are ridiculous. And so Ronald Acuña Jr., yeah, he feels good. But the fact is, and, you know, what's to say, you know, that he's going poor or going broke? This dude could be making 2 to 3 times as much money as he's currently slated for with his current production. Just, he's probably the best overall player in baseball right now. But we're going to get into Mr. Acuña. That's a bright story. We know it's a football weekend, right? We got college games already going on tonight. We got more college tomorrow and Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss and Alabama. You got Dion and the Buffaloes and Oregon and Harbaugh's on his way back. But I got to get a little bit of negativity out the way. You know, when I talk about negativity, I'm not going to say anything mean about or to anybody. I'm just going to express how frustrated I am as a fan, knowing that some of the matchups that I want to see over the weekend in the NFL, they've had cold water tossed on it. You know, some of the matchups that I've wanted to see, they've been watered down. How about this one? I really wanted to check out the Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens. I wanted to see that matchup. I expected it to be a ground. I don't want to say ground and pound. Hey, Shep, do they still say ground and pound? Not so much, right?
Sure they do.
The ground and pound?
Well, I know running back is a thing of the past, but I still think people utilize it, especially with the 49ers and the way they play.
Oh, well, I wouldn't call that ground and pound. I think that's offensive abuse.
Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah, they whooped that Giants ass. But I wanted to see Anthony Richardson and then Lamar Jackson. And I feel like I'm being robbed of it because Anthony Richardson is I guess, dealing with the same type of issues in the past with Lamar Jackson. Well, he's been concussed, and it's a concussion. Anthony Richardson scores 2 touchdowns last week, bangs his head off of the turf, and he's done. He's in concussion protocol. He ain't playing on Sunday. And so a matchup of Anthony Richardson and Lamar Jackson, it's not like they're getting in an MMA octagon and beating the hell out of each other. But we won't see their athleticism. Gardner Minshew is going to be starting in Anthony Richardson's place for the Indianapolis Colts. Minshew Jackson doesn't have the same type of hype. And then if you pay attention to the weather reports, there's going to be a storm kind of whipping up the East Coast. And, yeah, Baltimore's going to feel it. It's going to crawl up the Mid-Atlantic all the way up towards New York with the Patriots, etc. And so I'm disappointed here. Lamar Jackson did talk about the matchup, and he said, look, yeah, Anthony Richardson is hurt. And then even from the Ravens' perspective, they got 7 starters out. Odell is done with an ankle. Marlon Humphrey been dealing with a foot now, feels like, for months. Ronnie Stanley, his protector with the knee. Lamar says, it doesn't matter who's hurt. It doesn't matter if they're hurt, we hurt. We're taking all of this seriously.
I believe it's just self-explanatory with, you know, the guys in our locker room. They pretty much know it's a business. Anytime we're out on the field, and we don't take any opponent light, you know, this is the NFL, and every team's good. It's any given Sunday.
If the Ravens lose to the Colts, and I you know what, maybe not. Maybe the Colts not, and who am I kidding? I like Gardner Minshew. I do. I don't know if I like Gardner Minshew in the rain. No. The Ravens need to just dispatch of the Colts. Just get them the hell up on out of there as fast as possible. We don't need to see this. Another matchup, man. I was looking forward to this. Bryce Young. We saw him play on Monday night just a few nights ago. He will not be playing up in Seattle against the Seahawks. He's out. Done with his ankle. Why in the hell, unless you are a Panthers fan or you root for the Seahawks in Seattle, why in the hell are you going to watch the Panthers take on the Seahawks? I have no idea. Frank Reich is going to be missing his number one overall draft pick. They got Jeff Luton out there, and who the hell is excited about him? Oh, maybe only his parents. Frank Reich was asked about that, and listen to what he said, man.
Bryce being out, how comfortable do you feel about Jake Luton behind Andy?
Yeah, feel good about Jake. He was here, you know, for training camp. Very smart guy. Knows the offense. Good chemistry in the room. That's important, too. So confident with Jake and glad he's here.
What? Shep, who is Luton Luton? Who is this guy?
I know, Jake Luton. Let's be honest, 99% of us have never heard of this guy before. Maybe his parents have. Frank Reich does not sound the least bit excited, JR.
Frank Reich is a quarterback. Why don't he just go out there and play?
You've said it all week. He's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, right?
He can't whisper nothing to that guy. Is everybody's excited about their backups now, right? NFL head coaches talk about their backups. They get so excited about what they can do. Okay, so Jake Luton, Luton to the future, whatever he is.
Well, here's the thing. The Colts, I know Richardson obviously is the future. He's the franchise. He's got the upside. You and I both know the guy playing for him right now gives them a better chance to win. So at least if you're a Colts fan, you got to be happy with, unfortunately, this upgrade.
Minshew?
Yeah.
He should be a starter.
He should be.
Correct. I would say that if it wasn't supposed to be like a downpour.
Fair.
If it was Anthony Richardson in the rain, I'd take Anthony Richardson. Gardner Minshew in the rain, not so much. You know what? I did mention Mr. Minshew. What does his coach think about this? You know, what does Shane Steichen think about Gardner Minshew being thrown out there against the Ravens? This is what he had to say.
Just the way he processes the game and he gets the ball out so fast and he sees it and he understands coverages behind the blitzes and where to go in the football, I think that's big. You know, obviously he's played a good chunk in this league, so he's seen a good chunk of it, and he knows where to go in the ball.
Yeah, well, it's true. I like Gardner Minshew. I do. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he can start on some of these ass teams. How about this? I would look at Gardner Minshew as a starting quarterback. I would take him before Zach Wilson right now. Just like to win a game today, tomorrow, I'd take Gardner Minshew over Zach Wilson. And so he ain't bad, but ain't nobody trying to see him out there. And so it's so bad that the NFL is dealing with these injuries, man. And I get it. It's football. We talk about it. People are going to get hurt. You know, last night it's like, okay, Nick Chubb has his knee blown out and Minka Fitzpatrick, people are like, oh, dirty player. He did it on purpose. Like, people are going to get hurt, man. But it seems that the rate of injuries in all sports is just ridiculously high. The NBA got to put in rules to have their players show up. The NFL, just Nick Chubb is done. Odell is not going to play. The young quarterbacks are dealing with injuries. Like, what are we doing here? Oh, yeah, here's another matchup. Two sinking ships. One team is named after a lightning bolt. Another one is named after, Vikings, the Chargers and the Vikings. Austin Eckler is still out with his ankle injury. Joey Bosa ain't playing because of a hamstring. Like, you can't make some of this up. Aaron Rodgers done for the season. Like, Shep, is it me or does it feel like we have more injuries than we have? Okay, dudes get hurt, but it's like every team is dealing with a major injury.
Well, it's why the game was so deplorable last night, JR. It's why there was so, much
Saquon
of a disparity. Yeah, 100%. With the high ankle sprain, you talk about a guy who I believe is an even better running back. Some of that is contract-related, I would say. It's Jonathan Taylor. It is unbelievable. Obviously, Trayvon Diggs, you know, maybe the best corner we have in the entire game. What that does to that defense, they're the best defense by far in the league, not so much anymore. So, yeah, I can't recall this early in the season, JR, just 2 weeks into it, that we have had, I would say, 50, 60 injuries to major guys.
And this is the other odd part about it, right? No, we all have theories. Everybody has a theory.
And C.J. Stroud on load management, apparently.
Oh, come on. My shoulder is sore, and I dealt with this in school. And so, I mean, come on, bro. Come on. Everybody has a theory. And we've had doctors here on, you know, a couple of nights ago, Chris Matenko, we had him on from the finance world and investment space. And you can talk to the athletes and the coaches. No one has said with certainty why athletes get hurt. It's a combination of they train too much. They don't train enough. They overuse. They don't rest their bodies in the off season. The bigger probably thing, or the biggest issue, is they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. That's certainly accurate. And so what is it, a combination of it all? Everybody tears an ACL now? This is just, it's unbelievable. Am I going to sit down and watch the games over the weekend? Yes. Yes, I am, just like everybody else. Are some of these games I'm just going to look to see, you know, how bad the car wreck is? Yeah. Yeah. Don't expect me to see what's going on between the Panthers and the Seahawks. I ain't watching that. I just want to see, you know, how bad it is, what it looks like. You know, the Vikings and the Chargers is probably going to be a slop fest anyway. I'll look at that. Ravens and the Colts, I wanted to see Anthony Richardson. Ravens are missing seven of their starters. It just stinks to have so many stars out, hurt, so early in the season already. Shep named some of them. I named some of them. Aaron Rodgers, not playing. Saquon Barkley, not playing. Odell Beckham Jr., not playing. Nick Chubb, not playing. Austin Eckler, not playing. Shep, did I miss anybody else?
No.
The rookies. I mean,
yeah, he talked about the rookie QBs.
Yeah, the people want to see the rookies to see what they do. No Anthony Richardson, no Bryce Young. Like, no Trayvon Diggs. These dudes need milk. I don't know.
You said Chubb, right?
Yeah, Nick Chubb. Yeah, right. I think I did. Yeah.
Right.
All pro caliber players.
Cooper,
some of these dudes.
Cooper Kupp's been irrelevant.
Yeah, he hadn't played in feels
right.
Like almost all of last year.
True. Von Miller,
Von ain't playing. Jonathan Taylor hasn't played at all.
Aaron Donald's banged up.
Aaron, he gets hurt. I didn't know Aaron Donald can get hurt. Wow. I thought Aaron Donald causes pain, but what do I know? Maybe I just need to watch college over the weekend instead. Nah, I can't take a week off from the NFL.
There's some good, I mean, we're finally getting conference play, Jerry. You picked the right college weekend to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I want to see what Colorado does. People want to see if they're going to beat Oregon. We got Lane Kiffin and we got Nick Saban taking on one of his disciples. It's gonna be a fun weekend. I've been waiting for this. I can't have any more, and there's still gonna be some blowouts. But I can't sit down for the first 3 weeks of a college football season and watch Alabama beat XYZ University 60-0. So, no, thank you. Oh, and then we got somebody special coming back tomorrow in college football. So you know what? A matter of fact. The phone lines are open. We paid our bills. Phone lines open throughout the course of the night. If you listen to the show, you know this already. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We got all these injuries in the NFL. Let's talk some college football. We're going to talk about someone who is returning, and he wasn't hurt. He's a coach. He was suspended. I'll tell you who he is on the other side of the break. And damn it, you'll hear from him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting started on a Friday night. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We open up tonight's show looking at just so many of the injuries that the NFL has already been afflicted with. Everybody from Jonathan Taylor to Aaron Rodgers, Trayvon Diggs, Nick Chubb. You think about some of the young guys, Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young. There's no Saquon Barkley. I mean, I, I'm, I'm, I can go on and on. We listed all of them last break. And so some of these matchups this upcoming Sunday, I got to look at and go, oh, man, do I want to be bothered? Even if we go to Monday, like Joe Burrow, still we don't know if he's going to play on Monday night. And the Cincinnati Bengals are 0-2, and so they're in between a rock and a hard place as to whether or not they want to put him back out there and risk further injury. Because with his calf, man, you want to rest him for a week or two, you're already 0-2, the season is probably done. Or do you want to run him out there and just say, hey, hell, we got to go for it now. And if he gets hurt, he could be completely done for the season or maybe even have a worse injury. So the Cincinnati Bengals already looking like the season is ain't looking all that hot. Let's just put it that way. And so we have no idea when he's going to return. But there is someone making a return. Not to the NFL. There's been a lot of rumors about that for the past few years. Jim Harbaugh is back. He's going to be back on the sidelines as Michigan takes on and probably smashes Rutgers. And I get it. It's not going to be the same traditional beatdown of that Michigan has given Rutgers over the years. I saw one of these games with my own two eyes a few seasons ago, and I had to go, am I watching like a 60-0 game? And my eyes told me, yes, I am. And I had to decide, why am I here? And a friend invited me. But anyway, Jim Harbaugh is back. Self-imposed suspension from Michigan for recruiting violations. And let's also be honest. It's probably an honor. Everyone in Michigan should be oh so honored that Harbaugh even shows up to work. Because every single offseason, it's, am I going to the NFL? Am I going to coach the Minnesota Vikings? What NFL opportunity is back and available for me to get into? But he's going to be there. Michigan is 3-0. Their defense is handling business. And now they got Rutgers, okay? Michigan ranked number 2 in the country. 19 straight regular season wins. 18 straight home wins. They're going to beat up on Rutgers. It sucks to say, but that's probably what's going to happen. And so he's had his assistant coaches rotating as the head coach over their past 3 victories to start the season. And Jim Harbaugh doing a little bit of ass-kissing, for lack of a better term. He was on the Big Ten Network, and he was asked, what have you learned not being able to participate fully with your team? Listen to him.
Anticipation on your end, going back to the sidelines this week. You had mentioned in your news conference, I thought it was really interesting yesterday, that you learned a lot about your team being away on game day. What did you learn?
I was just looking at it through a different lens. Multiple things, really. But, one I'd share is just watching shows like yours, watching the commentators do the games and the different shows before and after the games. I didn't really see those. Just how good you guys are. How much you know. You report what you see, and you know a lot of football. And I just had a very good perspective of that. And there's a lot of positives, you know, just real truth that I enjoyed listening to and watching.
Oh, that's nice of him to say. Shep, you think those guys get raises for him saying that?
I think he understands that he wants to be very cushy with the media, more so than ever.
He wants them to say nice things about him.
Exactly.
They're going to say nice things anyway after they smack Rutgers. Anyway, let's see what happens with Michigan this season. And more importantly, what the hell happens to Michigan after the season when Jim Harbaugh is once again probably sitting around looking for another job in the NFL? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Dog calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dog?
What's going on, my brother? Hope everything is well with you guys.
Yes, it is. What's up?
All right. Hey, man, I'm a big Notre Dame fan, man, and I'm tired of getting sick when we have to play like a big game. It just seemed like everything just all the wheels fall apart and the brakes too. I'm trying to figure out, man, get your opinion on what you think about the game tomorrow?
Well, I mean, after watching Notre Dame start off the season by beating the hell out of Navy, I think up in Ireland, they've laid down ass whoopings. And I've said this, and I pretty much said it just to be contrary. Ohio State has pretty much done the same thing. They've been beating the hell out of everybody. And sure, Ohio State, you would look at them as more of a sure thing. I'm just being contrary. I'm taking Notre Dame. You know, unless you are seriously sitting down and evaluating every player or the key players on both rosters, how could you make a determination when everybody's just blowing everybody else out?
That's true. That's true. I was thinking the same thing. It's like a toss-up.
And I guess what we're going to find out tomorrow. This is going to be the best competition. It's like a barometer. Like, this is going to be the best competition either one of these teams have faced so far this season, and the expectation isn't for the game to be, I don't know, 70-10, you know?
Right, right. But I appreciate you, JR, man. You and Shep have a good weekend, man, and take it easy.
You do. You too. Don't watch the Panthers, okay? Don't watch them.
No, I'm a Steelers fan. They got me puzzled, too. I hate Matt Canada.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people want to fire him. I see that. All right, maybe you need to get rid of the quarterback, too, while you're at it, okay?
Yeah. I ain't even going to go into that one. I got a whole show for that one.
Okay.
But we good, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too, dog. I'll send you your Kenny Pickett jersey, all right?
Don't do it.
Okay. All right, thank you, dog, for calling from the North. Damn. He's like, I don't even want no Kenny Pickett jersey. I can't even mop my floor with a Kenny Pickett jersey. He don't want it. 855-212-4CBS. Joshua is calling from Birmingham. I assume that's right down the road from me in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, JR.
What's up?
So I'm originally from Charlotte. Huge Panthers fan.
No.
Oh, you sounded like you had some pity for me.
I feel bad a little bit, man, but go ahead.
Man, you talking about how you don't want to watch the Panthers this weekend. I've been a lifelong Panthers fan myself, and I don't want to watch it, man.
Yeah, well,
there's not an iota, an ounce of any kind of joy, any kind of desire to watch this football team right now. The defense gives me a little bit of hope, but then I know that they're just going to wear down, tire out, because this offense can't do anything. You piggyback that with Bryce Young going down. And, you know, it's looking like it's only going to be 1 or 2 weeks. But is it red rifle time in Carolina?
You don't like Andy
Dalton?
That's
not what I wanted.
You know, he's going to be going out there trying to outgun. He's going to try to throw everything. He might throw three picks or three touchdowns, you know?
Well, look, like, that's the thing, too, and this pains me to say, but, I mean, at this juncture, I mean, going into Seattle, there might actually be a better chance that the Panthers go into Seattle and pull off some kind of win with Andy Dalton than Bryce Young at this point.
Experience.
Not because Bryce Young isn't going to – not for what his finished product is going to be one day, but for at this point in their careers.
Yeah, most certainly experience. This whole season is about experience for Bryce Young, and the Panthers have been very clear. It does not matter what Andy Dalton does, and that's not true either. If Andy Dalton became quarterback god and threw 10 touchdowns over 2 weeks, Bryce Young is going to be sitting on the bench. But the fact is, they said it doesn't matter what Andy Dalton does. When Bryce Young is ready to roll, they're going to put him back out there. And for your sake, Joshua, I hope that everything goes okay so at least you can watch the team, okay?
Man, you got to do something for me.
Yeah, well, hey, don't put no money on the game. You have a good weekend, okay?
Hey, you as well.
All right, thank you so much. Caden is here from Arkansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, it's my first time on the show. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
So I just want to make a point that, you know, we were talking about player protection earlier in the NFL. And this point for me, this theory at least, came last year when Tua was getting concussion after concussion.
Yeah.
And I think the community would support the players. If we could have a player health lockdown to get some better helmets, some better equipment for these players so that the product on the field can be what, first off, what the consumer pays for, and secondly, a healthy and stable product on the field.
The only way dudes aren't going to get hurt is to not play.
You are right on that.
I mean, every time I look, every year, and I'm not a – yeah, I'm going to make up a word for you. I'm not a helmetologist, okay? But everything that I ever read, see, or observe is the helmets have new technologies. They're even thinking about allowing certain position groups to wear those caps over the helmets now to cushion blows that they wear in practice, the running backs and linemen, et cetera. Like,
right.
What can we do besides put the NFL players, you know, those giant bubble wrap things, those sumo suits?
Yes, sir.
That's the only way we're not going to have injuries. That's it. There's no protection for these guys. Nothing.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you. I mean, like you said, the only way they're not going to get hurt is if they don't play. I think the better yet to round out something, I think maybe it's just the helmets that I could really ask for to really help out these players down the road for their families and CTE and stuff like that.
You're an honorable man, Caden. If you don't mind me asking, what are you? You in your 20s, early 20s?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know who the Great Gazoo is?
I do not.
Okay. The Great Gazoo was a little green dude from the Jetsons, okay? And his helmet was huge, okay?
Understood.
His helmet was gigantic. Go Google the Great Gazoo. And imagine NFL players running around. You know NFL Blitz? You seen that video game?
Yeah.
You ever seen the thing where you put a code in and the guys have giant helmets?
Yeah.
That's what the Great Gazoo looked like. And that might be the only thing that helps out the players to be safe.
Have your fun, fellows. But take heed. Greed brings trouble. Which is now approaching. An officer of the law, I believe.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like, Caden. But you Google him, you'll see what he looks like, okay?
Okay. Well, then, sir.
All right, brother. You enjoy the weekend. Call back anytime.
You as well. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you so much. He's such a nice guy. He's like, man, I want the players to have long, fruitful lives. And yeah, it's funny. What did the Great Gazoo do besides be a jackass? Like, he just showed up and just said, he just said snarky things. He didn't do nothing. Didn't do anything. Marco, did you remember the Great Gazoo, right?
I do.
What did he ever do? Was he ever constructor? I feel like he made everybody feel stupid.
I got to tell you, I don't really remember. I want to say yes, but like I remember him and more of the idea of seeing him. What he said and what he did, no impact.
Yeah, because he looked like a bowling ball sitting on a toothpick, man.
Flintstones?
Well, wasn't he in both? He was the Jetsons and the Flintstones.
I don't remember. That's what I mean. Like, it's almost like he made no impact other than what he looked like. I don't remember him speaking. I don't know what he said.
You just heard him. You didn't hear him.
Yeah, but it didn't really resonate. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't bring back, you know, you did Gorilla Monsoon last night. I can hear Gorilla, you know, in my childhood. He was just a picture that showed up every once in a while. Well, I feel like he made no impact.
It's not like, we all know the Flintstones. Yeah, we all know the Flintstones. See, it's not like the Great Gazoo is. He's a bit character, you know? That's like talking about the third cat and, you know, or Top Cat. You know, who knows the third cat? Nobody.
It was a third cat?
I don't know. You had Top Cat. It was Top Cat, TC, and what was his friend's name?
I got to tell you, now I'm out of my element. I don't remember at all.
That's my point. You know the image of Top Cat. It's too much Jetson music. We don't. That's too much. There was Top Cat, and he hung out with, like, he had, like, a gang. No, you don't remember that?
I don't. I don't remember Top Cat. I don't. As I said, I'm out of my element here. I don't remember this. Top Cat. No. The most
effectual Top Cat. Yeah. Who's intellectual. Yeah, like five cats hanging out in the back alley. Like a gang. So I'm sorry. Anyway. He talked about helmets, and I thought Great Gazoo. Great Gazoo had the biggest helmet I've ever seen in my life. That and
right, and Aaron Rodgers looked like him in training camp. No, I'm with you. I just, like I said, I don't really remember what he said. Didn't resonate with me. It was just the way he looked.
The other dude wore it too. Rick Moranis in Spaceballs. I think we talked about that once.
Yes,
He had the giant
dark helmet.
Yes. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio as we take a walk down memory lane. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I told you Jim Harbaugh is back. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. We have some more college football matchups that I want to take a look at. We're going to talk about some other NFL matchups where I guess we're going to have some stars that will actually play. We have more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got so many callers on the line. We have so many things that we have to talk about. I do want to get into Colorado and Oregon. I want to talk about Alabama and Ole Miss as we're going to have Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin going head-to-head. It's like Star Wars. I don't know what you call the OG guy in Star Wars, but I think you call a young guy the Padawan. Yeah, Jedi and a Padawan. Anyway, we're going to talk about Saban and Kiffin and then more of the NFL matchups that we have going on. And it's been an interesting night in baseball. Ronald Acuna joining some exclusive company with the 40-40 Club. And Aaron Judge, although he's missed a good portion of the season, Aaron Judge tonight says, hey, I got three home runs for you. And so we'll get into that. We got a lot of people here on the line. Let's pick up the phones. 855-212-4CBS. Cindy's calling from Arizona. What's up, Cindy?
Hey, good evening, JR.
What's up?
I was thinking, because I was looking up a medication that I got at one point in time, Cipro, the fluoroquinolones or whatever they're called, they reduce the flexibility of the tendons, so you can rupture your ACL and your quadriceps if you've taken it and have a reaction to it. So, and it lasts after you stop taking it, too.
You saying the athletes are getting hurt because of their drugs that they're taking?
Well, I'm just wondering how many of those guys have been taking antibiotics.
I don't know. It ain't my business. That's their business.
Well, it's true. It's their business. But if that's causing it, then they need to look for something else.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there's lots of documentation on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, documentation on everything, but we'll never know, you know, what these dudes are taking. Antibiotics, huh?
It's unfortunate, but it causes the ruptures.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate you. You have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Antibiotics, for you got an infection or something? I mean, these are young guys, healthy, right? I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Toronto. What's up, Dave?
Hey, long-time listener.
Yes, thank you. What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling. The Great Gazoo, wasn't that from the Flintstones?
I don't know. Flintstones, Jetsons, wasn't he in both?
You're right. He might have been in both. I thought he was just more the Flintstones. That's my recollection.
Possibly. I mean, Hanna-Barbera, that's the same thing, ain't it? I mean,
they're all one and the same. And I think Herbie Corman was one of the original voices, if I'm not mistaken, too.
Now you're going too deep for me, man. I don't know the damn voices of these people.
Maybe I'm aging myself now.
You did. Well, thank you. You called about the Great Gazoo?
That I just tuned in. I just had to call in.
Okay, well, thank you. Anything else that you want to add that has to do with a sport? No?
Just a diehard Leaf fan. Okay. And Calgary Flames.
That's unfortunate for you, Dave. Sorry about that.
Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for calling from Toronto. How about that? He called to talk to me about the Great Gazoo. Knock yourself out. I'm here all night, folks. You can call me about the Great Gazoo. You can call me about Top Cat. You can call me about the Thundercats. You can call me about Tom and Jerry, Heathcliff, Felix the Cat. Shep, come on. I'm running out of
cartoons. Oscar the Grouch.
Who? What?
Oscar the Grouch.
How do you go from cats to a grouch?
Well, we're speaking of animals here, right? Basically, that's the gist of it.
No. Man, I just ran through about six different cats.
A Cheshire.
And you tell me about Oscar the Grouch?
Cheshire Cat. Well, I was trying to, you know, vary it up a little bit. Cheshire the Cat, right?
It's a movie cat. No, okay. You don't count.
Okay, Garfield.
I said Garfield.
Oh, man.
I said Garfield, Top Cat, Felix the Cat.
Right.
I went through the cat. I think I did all. Top Cat, Tom and
Salem
Jerry.
From Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
That's not a cartoon show.
But it's a cat.
Nah, man. That was an animatronic cat.
I can't believe you can name six cats that are cartoons, to be honest with you. That's impressive.
One?
I couldn't name four.
It's cartoons, man.
Tom and Jerry? Does that count?
Yeah. Which one? Tom was the cat, wasn't he?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Tom was the cat.
Right.
Wait.
I mean, I could say Stewie, but that's a dog.
No. Stewie was the baby.
Oh, that's right. Brian? Chef. Was Brian the dog?
Brian is the dog.
Okay, gotcha.
Family Guy, yes. Wow.
I'm not a big cat person to begin with, by the way.
Tom, Tom is the cat.
Okay.
Jerry is the mouse.
Interesting.
It is. I'm sure of that.
What about the ones in Cinderella? Like, I know that's very vague and it's an umbrella.
Cinderella?
But, well, there were cats in Cinderella. There were more mice than cats, but.
Man, I haven't seen Cinderella in forever.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't think I'll ever see Cinderella again in my life. And I'm fine with that.
It's a good movie.
When's the last time you sat down and watched Cinderella?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen Snow White or Wizard of Oz in a long time either, but they're still classics.
When is the last time you sat? Do you remember the last time you saw Cinderella?
No.
That's my point.
I think I've seen the Whoopi Goldberg version before I've seen the actual cartoon.
I don't even think I saw that one, man. Is that with Brandy?
I believe so. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. I don't think I've sat down. I'm not watching that. Come on.
I'd watch Brandy and Whoopi any day.
To each his own, but man, I don't walk in the door and say, oh man, I need to sit down and watch Cinderella. Not my thing. I'm sitting down looking at the news, looking at how the world is burning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk some college football, baseball, and more. Don't move.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.